Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Welcome to the All In Podcast Show. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to an interesting man that I've just met, and I'm interested in hearing his journey because he has some interesting things that we're going to be talking about around business, wealth, and also having some fun in life, which it looks like based on your profiles that I looked at pre-show, there's some fun going on there with some things, right? So welcome to the show, Ken Kladouras.
Thanks for having me on, Dan. I appreciate it.
Well, I always like to jump in a little bit about your background. Like, where'd you grow up? What was family life like?
Yeah, so grew up in Southern California, hence the kind of the fun things you see on my social. And parents were divorced and kind of just, what that looks like. Just, made it through. But I think I was lucky in that early on, I knew what I wanted to do for a living.
Right.
Granted, today that's changed, which is kind of funny. So it gave me something to always go back to, right? It was like, okay, this is like what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to achieve, and gave me a goal from early on.
Right. Okay. That's good. So it's good. You had some clarity, and I think, it's definitely like you see both sides of people that have grown up in divorce, whether you're a divorced family or not, we all have dysfunctional families. Right. So, some worse than others, right?
We could have a whole like three shows on that, right?
Yeah, right. That's a whole nother series, right? Yeah. So, what you mentioned there is pivotal is like really knowing what you want to do, right? And like you said, it's changed over the years. But what was the first thing that you did out of the gate that you thought you wanted to do when you were like, okay, this is what I'm doing with my life going forward?
Yeah, well, I guess so. That was kind of the interesting thing. It was sixth grade.
Okay.
We had to do like a career day. And I was like, I kind of know, like work for myself, finance, like kind of that was kind of the idea in sixth grade.
Wow.
So I kept all my studies in finance. I think I was high school was like, okay, I'm going to be an advisor after, went to grad school, worked in a broker dealer. Like I had my path. And, once I started in the field and got to a certain level of success, I didn't know what to do anymore almost, right? Like I'd reached my limit in my 20s, I was like, okay, I've like done everything I thought I was supposed to do. I'm making more money than most people think I do or would. And remember I had a friend basically look at me at a dinner one day and be like, I'm so excited like that you were able to do that. Cause like, it's you. And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, right. And like, I just realized in that moment, like, people had put a lot of like ceilings and boundaries on me and like what I could achieve that I didn't even know.
Right.
So it was very interesting.
Yeah. So once you realize that you, weren't striving because you had reached everything that you had, thought of at the time. Right.
Yeah.
What was the shift for you to move into the next level of growth for you?
I wish I had a great story of like, oh, I sat down and reflected. I didn't like, it was nothing like that. It was, I'd kind of accepted that, my life was what it was, right? I reached this level, this is what it was going to happen. And this was what it was going to be life, right? It was just repeat every day. And then I was on vacation in the Cayman Islands and I had a day where I didn't have to do anything, right? So I literally was sitting on the patio, looking out over the water, just kind of hanging out, having coffee. And in an instant, like this wave of just clarity and like this sense of freedom just came over me and all of like my limiting beliefs and thoughts and everything just kind of disappeared. And I was just like left there completely vulnerable, but like free and abundant. And it was a very incredible experience for me. And it, like, as I think about it, right, I smile, it takes me back. It's great. And so when I came back from that trip, I knew I could do better. And I had to figure out how to find a way to create that environment and get rid of my beliefs that were hindering me and get back to a place where I could live how I was feeling in that moment then.
Right. Okay. So what happened with the career? Did you just, you know, crush it, you know, and shift up things there, or did you go do something a little different?
It's more of like, I would say like a growth and a journey and a path. Mm-hmm. So when I got back, I listed 3 goals of things I felt I needed to achieve for myself that had been like bucket list items, if you will, and started down a path of personal development and growth and self-mastery, and everything kind of intertwined at the same time. Right. So when I got back, I decided that I needed to start my own like office separate from the group I was with, decided I was going to write a book and I was going to learn how to sail all at the same time, plus work full time and everything else. And I was able to do all of them. And I did them in a way that I didn't feel stressed, wasn't overwhelmed. It all felt natural and like I was supported and I was doing the right thing. Right. And I think that came from the stillness that I developed through my meditation practice and silence, which I've continued to do ever since. And that was kind of the pivotal thing that changed the most for me, was the silence and the success that's come from that.
Right. Okay. Well, there's a lot there. And I think, you know, for those listening, there were a couple of things you said in a little while back. One of them that stood out to me was, you know, you had just settled for this was what life was like and the max you could reach. Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in life, you know, they, you know, they've settled, you know, for whatever jobs they may be striving to climb the corporate ladder, building their own business, but kind of capped out and just are stuck and don't realize, you know, that there's more potential out there for them to be able to do something different. So there's one thing there. And then the big shift for you is taking the time to slow down, right? And actually, you know, becoming aware of the fact that it's like, okay, it ain't okay for me to stay here. There's something else bigger for me, right? And then you got clear on, you know, 3 specific goals, right? Yep. And just interested with the sailing one, like, you know, I noticed a lot of pictures online with, you know, you sailing in the boat and all that. So how did you decide that you were going to do that? Like, what was it about that just was like, I'm going to learn how to sail?
Yeah. So I've always had a powerboat, right? Mm-hmm. And like, powerboats are pretty simple. You just pick a destination, you drive to it. But you know, I'd always see like sailboats in the harbor. I live in the harbor and you just see them racing and doing all these things. I'm like, oh, that's always interesting. Right. But I never learned how to do it and started to do anything or like anything, never been on a sailboat. And so I was like, you know what, if this is something I want to learn, I need to at least sign up for a class, right? Do something, start taking some action. And so I signed up for a class, but it was an 8-week class, right? Cause I was like, if I go once and I hate it, like, you know, I'd suck the first time, right? I need to like push myself farther than that. So I did the 8-week class and I really enjoyed it. And I was like, okay. And like, and then I just kept going down the path, you know, of like learning. And right. So that first year I sailed 200 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So really enjoyed it. And it went from, like I said, never being on a sailboat to chartering sailboats, to being a partner on boats. And like, it's completely grown to a level I never even expected.
Right. That's cool. Right. So, and it's something you enjoy doing. I think it's a lot of times, you know, as business owners, we tend to forget that we should actually enjoy life and why we're even doing the things we do. Right. So, yeah. So, you know, especially if you're A-type driven, you know, go, you don't take the time to celebrate and just kind of unplug. Right. And just really, you know, see things differently. So once you start at your own thing and you know, from then to today, you know, have there ever been any, you know, setbacks, challenges, you know, things that you've experienced that didn't go as well as you thought they would?
Well, COVID happened if no one told you. So everything kind of changed again. No, what I would say is, so my meditation practice really changed my mindset when it came to everything about my business. Mm-hmm. And so how it shifted through the process was I really focused on my 20% like money movers, right? The needle movers, that top 20% is where I decided to focus. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it freed me up from the other things that used to drain me of my time to really focus on the things that were going to help my business the most. And then I took that and broke that down to a whole nother level. Okay. Of like, of that top 20%, what's the 20% of that? Right. And so literally I've gotten very niche, very specific. And because of that, I have a referral business on the wealth management side. People know exactly what I do, how to communicate it and send referrals, you know? So on that respect, business is becoming a lot easier because we've niched down. Mm-hmm. So we're not helping everybody do everything, right? We do this. And so that's been incredible experience. And then in addition to that, because I was showing up to meetings and different events as a different person, people started to notice that as well. And so I'd get a lot of questions of, hey, you know, you look more relaxed than normal, or there's like some presence about you. Like people just say this, right? And I'm like, oh, and we start having this conversation. They're like, oh, what are you doing differently? And I'm like, oh, I started meditating, you know, because at first I didn't tell anybody that I learned to meditate, because I think it has a negative stigma of, right, like you're going to be a monk and like sit on a hillside and not talk to anybody.
Right.
And I'm like, no, for me, I don't do any of those things, right? I sit on boats and cars and go to nice meals and have fun. But for me, what my stillness practice does, it allows me to be sharper, more present in the moment when I'm with clients, prospects, podcasts, whatever I'm on, so that people feel I'm more engaged, and I am more engaged, and it just makes life easier.
Right.
So through that, everything kind of just flows more naturally and becomes just more fun in general. Yeah, challenges are just challenges now, right? I don't have this reoccurring negative thought of like, oh my God, everything's going to go so bad. It's going to happen. None of those things, right? It's more of like, okay, this is what's happening. How are we going to move forward? How are we going to turn this into an opportunity and make this work?
Right. Okay. All right. And then what's the big goal for you? Like, you know, the world changing goal, the vision for you.
So I have huge ones, but I would say the most immediate one right now is, so one of the most impactful things that I've done recently is 5 days in silence. Mm-hmm. And I thought meditation, learning to that was incredible, but spending 5 days in silence was by far the most life-changing thing I've ever done. And so I've done it now 3 years in a row. And I just see immense benefit from that. And I want to take that and take it to more people and offer it to, again, more people, just because I don't want that stigma of, right, you're going to go to a monastery and sit in dirt and have flies on you and like not talk, right? Like, it can be different than that. Right. And I want to like show people that if you really want to be successful and be the most authentic and the best person you can be, you need to know what that looks like and clear all the noise. Right. And the best way to do that is spend time in silence.
Right.
So okay. Start hosting. So short answer, start hosting silent retreats next year.
Okay. Awesome.
Don't know how it's going to happen yet, but I keep talking about it, so I know it'll work out.
Right. That's good. That sounds like fun. Right. And it won't be noisy.
I call it fun. Right? I don't want to call it fun. It's silent for 5 days. Right. It's a lot of, right. It's a lot of work for doing nothing.
Right. I could see how you could have some fun with an actual marketing campaign around that. So you mentioned something else before that around the big vision. What does that look like?
So I have a vision. I help everybody create a vision statement. Mm-hmm. And everyone just kind of drafts in different, right? But at the end of the day, like I want to be the person that changes the stigma of meditation from something of, right, again, like in a monastery to, right, you need to spend time in silence to be your best self and like be super successful.
Right.
So as you look at some of the most influential and successful people in the world, a lot of them meditate or spend prolonged time in silence, but they don't talk about it until either they passed away and their memoir comes out or their autobiography. Yeah. And they're like, oh, that's how Steve Jobs did such great things. Like, he spent a week in silence, right? Like whatever, because they don't talk about it. And I want to take that and make it more mainstream.
Right.
And have like everyday business owners talking about how much they've learned about themselves, their business and life, and help them just strive and be the best people that they can be. And I want to be the go-to person for that.
Okay. Awesome. Love it. Right. And, you know, there's definitely, power in slowing down, right? So that you can speed things up, right? And if you don't take that time to do that, you know, especially nowadays, we're being bombarded from every different direction, you know, on any of the platforms that we're on. And right. Go down the rabbit trail real quick of clicking on stuff that's like, what am I reading about? Next thing you know, you're reading about something totally different.
And it's an hour later and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah. Like, what just happened, right? So yeah, love it. So so what would you share with someone that was, you know, at the crossroads of like realizing that they want to change, you know, not just their financial outlook, but also, you know, their all well-being, right? Be able to make that shift like you did. What would be some things that you would share with them?
I think the first thing is you have to know it's possible, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's one of the main things that helped me grow and just do everything is like, it is possible. Because if you feel stuck, you don't feel like you can get out, right? So you have to realize that it is possible to change and then slow down. It sounds counterintuitive, but if you keep moving and you don't set the correct direction and like focus your energy, mm-hmm. you're just going to be moving a lot, like, you know, spinning your tires and not really getting anywhere. But if right. you slow down, clear all the noise and really find out what it is that I want to do for me, what looks like success, what brings me happiness, and define that and then start to act, it's a much better experience. You'll see quicker changes and you'll start to live that life that you want sooner and you'll be happier.
Okay. All right. And then as we start to close here, what's one thing you would just tell people? I mean, you just shared obviously ages of wisdom and that, you know, that's a whole nother course in itself, what you just shared there in the last minute. Right.
Sorry.
But you know, what would be the one thing you tell people to take away from this? Right.
So I have a belief statement that I like to just share. And it's basically that I believe no matter your circumstance, no matter what you're going through, where you are, if you find your stillness, you can live the life that you want, right? And it all starts with, again, finding your stillness. Right. And for me, growing up type A finance, conservative, like industry, like that's so far from what I would ever have said 10 years ago, right? But it truly is like, once you can get out of that vicious cycle and that thought and that chaos that goes on around you and in your head, everything changes.
Right. Okay. Love it. And then how do people find out more about you?
Yeah. So you can go to kenclodoris.com or we have some free downloads at stillness2success.com, which will go over like the benefits of meditation, how to learn. And then I share some of my insights on my first year of silence as well. And then from there, you know, we have the Stillness to Success course, which teaches people how to start their meditation practice, slow down, and then actually move forward and define all those things that I kind of just mentioned so that they can live the life that they want.
Love it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be here today and sharing your message and what you have to offer the world to, you know, help impact people and get them to slow down so they could see clearly and create powerful visions. And, you know, I'm excited for you to see the growth. And I look forward to being at one of those stillness retreats, right? And it'll be awesome to see it come to fruition.
Well, thank you. I'm all in on the stillness retreat. So it'll definitely happen.
Love it. Well, I'm looking forward to that and look forward to continue the conversation and being able to share, you know, your message with the world when we get this out there and see the results and fruit from it. It's going to be fun to watch your process grow and take root. Cause I just say it clearly, you know, it's just a very, very fascinated with the topic of meditation, because, you know, we'll talk about this later, but, you know, I know for sure that it's much needed in today's society with all the chaos we have going on. So it's going to be a powerful journey and look forward to seeing it. So I appreciate you taking the time to be here and look forward to, you know, your continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.